Well, the Iowa Beef Center and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach are sponsoring a Southwest Iowa grassroots grazing program that will get underway in Audubon here in just a few days. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with ISU Extension Beef Program Specialist Chris Clark. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your time. Grassroots grazing. Now, this is a series that will begin August 12th. It'll be held in Audubon. What will folks find when they attend?
Well, we hope to make it kind of an interactive and an interesting program just about how to manage grazing most effectively. We're going to talk, of course, about rotational grazing, but also things like fencing options and watering options and kind of some pros and cons of some different grazing systems.
Sounds like it's pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, we tried to make it pretty comprehensive. We've got a really nice resource manual prepared with lots of good resources over on all these different topics. I think we also have some flexibility in the program so that we can kind of tailor it to the interests of the participants.
Has this program been held in other parts of the state?
Yeah, we've actually held this at several other locations. We tried to have one kind of in this neighborhood here earlier in the summer and didn't have much of a turnout. I think it was kind of a timing problem because it just happened that we scheduled it during one of the only good weeks to make hay there in June. But so we're going to give it another try here in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah, kind of a direct conflict there, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, you get a chance for folks to come in now and sit through this program. Is this based more for someone who's rather new in farming and ranching, or is this more for somebody is it just for anybody who's out there who has some questions?
You know, we really designed it more for beginning and young ranchers and farmers, but we're not going to turn away people who are more experienced and have some interest in coming to learn about this stuff. You know, I think and I hope that the information would be beneficial to all different levels of producers, but definitely I think at least some of the topics and at least some of the discussion will be focused a little bit more toward beginning and young producers.
Okay. Will this be mostly kind of classroom-type sessions?
On August 12th, we're going to start with a classroom session, hopefully some discussion, and I do have a PowerPoint presentation put together. But then I'm hoping that the next couple sessions, and we don't have those dates determined yet, I kind of wanted to talk with participants and see what dates might work out well depending on what they've got going for harvest and stuff. But I would like to do a couple more sessions into the fall, and with those I'd like to go out and do some pasture walks or some kind of field walks just to kind of look at maybe some watering, fencing ideas or maybe look at some forage. As we get later into the fall, we can talk about corn stalk grazing and stockpiled forage and stuff like that. So my hope is that we do get out in the field at least a time or two.
Mm-hmm. Chris, why is, for somebody who maybe just sitting back listening this morning thinking, well, it's just grazing. I mean, gosh, how tough can that be? You know, fence them in, make sure they don't get away. But There's a lot more to it than that.
You know, there really is. And I think grazing can be very, very simple. And that's where we can talk about pros and cons of different programs. You know, if you have a nice big pasture and you can do a good perimeter fence and turn them loose, if that works for you, that's great. But I think there are ways to increase our utilization of the grass that we grow. And as we start trying to do that, management becomes more and more intensive, and fencing and watering options become more and more of a challenge. And so, I think there can be some kind of complicated parts and pieces to it.
I suppose there's more than just having them out there eating anything green. You probably want them doing some specific things.
Oh, yeah. I think part of the scenario is creating a pasture with the right forages to meet their nutritional needs and that are going to be safe and palatable and all of that. You got to have plenty of water. Hopefully you got some shade because most of the grazing occurs during the summer. You're trying to get your lactating females to maintain body condition and also make enough milk to wean a big, thrifty calf. And there can be some challenges depending on weather, obviously, and depending on stocking density, and then maintaining that grass and maintaining the pasture. So you got to try to find a balance of plants that will be sustainable and will help protect the soil and continue to produce through maybe dry or hot times of the year, but also that feed the cattle well.
Well, and conditions can change so much, not just from year to year, but sometimes from week to week. This year, though, it seems like we've had so much rain, it's got to be a great year for this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've got lots of grass this year. I think the biggest challenge, like I mentioned earlier, this year was putting up hay. Just finding a good time to get it cut and to let it cure and get it put up was a challenge because we did have so much rain. Obviously we had good growth. We made a lot of hay. We've made a lot of grass. And that's kind of a nice change from a couple years ago when we experienced drought. But we've had actually some really good luck in a couple settings here doing some seeding and stuff because it's been a very nice year for grass growth.
Yeah, I can only imagine. It sure has in the lawn, that's for sure. Well, Chris, I know you'll be part of this. Will you have others that'll be a part of this too, helping to instruct?
We will. I think I will probably lead most of the discussions or at least at the first meeting there, I'll lead most of it. I do have a couple colleagues in neighboring regions that might come help. Joe Sellers is my counterpart in South Central Iowa, and he did a lot of the background work to kind of get this program going and get it funded and stuff. And he also has a lot of grazing experience working down in South Central Iowa and at the McNay Research Farm near Sheraton. And I think he's on board to come help me some. And we do have a couple other colleagues that may be available to help us some. I'm hoping to maybe partner just a little bit with the NRCS staff and have them at least participate or attend a little bit. So hopefully we get some different viewpoints in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Chris, give them the details then. Is there a cost to this program?
There's no cost. We would like you to pre-register just so we can kind of get an idea of how many folks will be coming and so we can have enough resource books available. But there's no cost. We're going to meet first August 12th in the evening. We'll meet at 6 p.m. at the Audubon County Extension Office. We were just talking about whether to do a meal or not, and I don't think we're going to do a true meal, but we might do just a few appetizers or snacks there. It'll be an evening program, probably a couple hours that first night, mostly a classroom setting. And then one thing we'll do that night is kind of talk about what our goals are and what future dates may work good for our second and third meetings.
Okay. Will there be some take-home materials then, too?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a really good resource manual with the Iowa Pasture Management Guide and lots of other resources. We've got some field guides as far as identifying weeds and grasses and cover crops and things like that. And then I am making copies of my PowerPoints to hand out as well so that folks can take those home.
Excellent. And, Chris, how would they contact you to register?
They can register with me either by email, caclark@iastate.edu, or they can register with me by phone, 712-769-2650. Or they could also call the Audubon County Extension Office, and forgive me, I don't have that number handy here.
Well, but it'll be in the book. They can get a hold of that. That's easy enough.
But either with me or with Ann Carter at the Audubon County Extension Office.
Okay, very good. Simple enough. And folks should come with loaded with lots of questions then.
Yes. I hope to have it be somewhat interactive and definitely bring your questions, bring your ideas, and hopefully we can talk through those ideas.
Very good. That's, again, coming up on Wednesday, August the 12th, 6 p.m. at the Audubon County Extension Office. That is a free program, so they hope to have plenty of folks there. Chris, thanks so much for your time, and good luck with the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, and we hope to see some folks there.